이
먼치 먼치 먼칭 온디스 테스티 햄 레이디오
뉴토
C9 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 This is Pipa.
タイム 4A マンチーマンチーマンチングオンジスタステイハムラジオ。
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is Pippa. Time for a munchy munchy munching on this tasty ham radio.
CQ, 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 this is the people, time for a munchy 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 on this tasty ham radio.
CQ, 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 this is Pippa. Time for a munchy 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 on this tasty ham radio.
CQ, 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 this is Pippa. Time for a munchy 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 on this tasty ham radio.
CQ, 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 this is Pippa. Time for munchy munchy munching on this tasty ham radio. God, I think I'm having a third stroke.
hour or so ago about the overlapping. So I guess I'm on SDF for over 20 years, and it was mostly to learn Unix and to practice and to do all the nice things you just explained so beautifully, Wayne. Right, so community around it, right, so
this is the time for a munching on this STFM radio.
Using over the last, let's say, 20 something years. So that built up the skills I needed in Unix to play later when I came back to ham radio 3 years ago, to start playing with Unix and these new boxes, toys that we get today, right, Raspberries and stuff like that. So that's where SDF really kicked in and complemented what I needed for ham radio. And not running anything on SDF for radio stuff, right? But it's more the Unix side of the game that I took advantage of. And recently, since the beginning of this year, this little sub-community of SDF with all you guys, right? So that's what I have for the night. So back to you, NetControl. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And yes, that's a good point. I had a little bit of issues with my connection here, but what I understood is that you've been on SDF for like 20 years, but you got your ham license fairly recently. And the key point, I think, is that your long-term experience with SDF and learning Unix means that when you get into ham radio, and then things like the Raspberry Pi came along and made a big impact on ham radio, you were well prepared to tinker and experiment and do some things with the Raspberry Pi. Contrast that to a lot of other hams who did not have that background of playing with Unix on something like SDF, and when the Raspberry Pi came out, it's like a box to them, and they really have a steep learning curve figuring out what to do with it and how to do with it and even simple things. So that's a very good example of what SDF can do for you, give you a background in this kind of newfangled computer stuff that can serve you well in the future. Let me pass it back to Guillermo and see if he has anything to add to what I just said.
Exactly, Wayne. That's how it worked for me, right? So I became a ham actually in 1976, and I was a ham for a bunch of years, and then I was moving around the world for my job, so I forgot about ham a little bit. But I came back to the hobby 3 years ago, and that's when this kicked in the way you just recap there, right? So it's the skills I learned there, not just the Raspberry Pi from a scripting, programming, setting up, installing, and all that. It's all the networking piece we need for hooking this up to the network. Today with digital radio, DMR, D-Star, and stuff like that, you need to know what IP address space is and how the routers work and what a firewall is and all that. So that's where I mean, from a simple ping on SDF, which was my first ping I did in my life, was there, right? I started to learn how this works, right? So all those skills came together when I decided to come back to ham radio, as I mentioned, right, and play around with these new toys, right? So today, for a ham who goes into the digital modes or digital voice, knowing about all this, it's key, and SDF provided that to me. Okay, so back to you, Wayne. This is Y2BIL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. Yes, that's very good. Not just Raspberry Pi, like you said. A lot of concepts like networking and digital voice and lots of things you can experiment with and learn about on a public access Unix system like SDF. So, all right, well, thank you for that. That's been very good. I'm glad I picked that question. And who was it? It was Kilo Fox 6 Golf Papa Echo suggested that in the mailing list a couple of weeks ago. And so I'm glad that that question has turned out to be a good one here. So let me see who's next. I also see that a new call sign has popped up in the application here. Mike Bravo 7. I think that's India Papa Bravo, Peter. Looks like he's probably in the UK. Are there any other stations that have joined us that do not show up in my list here and that I did not mention before? Please come now, give your call sign, your handle, your location, and if you have an SDF user ring. Okay, nothing heard there. So next on my list is Kilo November 4, November Tango Uniform. Reese, go ahead.
Oh, hey, Wayne and everybody else on the net. My SDF username is THGRNHRNT, the Green Hornet. With no vowels, I believe, but I haven't been that active in SDF in a while, but that's something I need to do. But I missed the bulletin board. I don't know if that's been archived or did away with, but I always enjoyed looking in there. But I've been playing with the DMR and. That's been really cool. I found a SDF ARC DMR talk group, and I go into it every net, beginning of the net, and I try and key it up, but I can never hear it in Echolink. So I've never heard anybody else talk in that group either, and I've never even heard it mentioned here, but there is a DMR talk group for SDF ARC. That's about all I got for tonight. I'm just sitting out here listening to a lot of that contesting going on this weekend on HF, and that's been really nice. But this is KN4NTU back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Reese. The DMR talk group for the SDF Amateur Radio Club, if I recall correctly, is 31650. But you're not going to hear it on Echolink. I don't think there's any, gateway between the two. So if you want to listen and participate in the AfterNet, you'll have to have a DMR radio. And I'm not a DMR guy, so I may have the wrong words here. I may have something wrong here. So I will defer to you guys who are familiar with DMR. I think you can listen at, what is it, something like something pipeline something somewhere. There's a website, I think, that you can go to and at least listen to what's going on. Somebody perhaps can jump in and supply the right URL for that. But anyway, okay, thank you, Reese. I see that KD5RYO Christopher has joined us. So I'm putting you on the list here, Christopher, but we have a couple of other people ahead of you. Let's see.
At the third duty, the time will be 00 hours 20 minutes precisely.
Duty. Alpha Golf 5, Romeo Bravo.
Yes, good evening. This is Ross, AG5RB, SDF username is Bullet, and I'm located in Bel Air, Texas. Yeah, you lost me earlier because you talked for so long when you were explaining SDF that it timed out my my All-Star node, so I had to disconnect and reconnect so I could hear the net again. Okay, yeah, there has been some overlap for me for the SDF and ham radio. I found out about the amateur radio club here, and then have picked up several good tidbits that I've been able to put into practice. One of the main ones, what I'm using right now, is getting EchoLink connected through my All-Star node back to net.
Okay, cool. So I think what you're saying there is that the SDF community and the sharing of information is very important for you. So, and that's good. That I think that's the main thing, that we learn things from each other and we apply them when we're not on SDF. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Thank you. Let's see if I've caught up with everybody here. I think we've got Reese and Ross, and Guillermo. Time for Christopher, KD5RYO. Go ahead.
Good evening, Net Control, and everybody tonight. This is Kilo Delta 5 Romeo Yankee Oscar Christopher in Siloam Springs, Arkansas. SDF username is Hobbs C, H-O-B-B-S-C. First off, thanks, Wayne, for running the net. You're doing a terrific job. Always like to hear your nets. You do a wonderful job running these things. As far as the overlap with SDF and amateur radio for me, there's not a whole lot. The club is one, and that's something we've talked about doing for a very, very long time. And finally got it up to steam, and I'm very happy that it's running. And about the only other thing I've done is compute satellite passes with SDF using predict or some other command line stuff and pull and store Keplerian elements. I normally do that on my local machine, but there's been a couple of times where I was at the office, couldn't get to my local machine, and wanted to go up on top of the parking garage and figure out if a satellite was going to be over me. So I'd look everything up on SDF and calculate it there. Nothing major. I would be interested to see if there's various ways to use amateur radio stuff on SDF, but I'm not sure what one would do because you can't connect a radio to the Fortress. And also, I'll say I've had a bear of a time trying to get into the TechLink conference tonight. Tried repeatedly to get in with my phone. First with my All-Star Link node, and it just never would connect. I tried that over and over and over. Then tried with my phone, and it kept telling me that the relay server verification failed. Don't know what's up with that. But I finally got in. Glad I did. And I'll stop running my mouth now. Thanks for running this net, and thanks to everybody for tuning in and listening and for checking in as well. This is Kilo Delta 5 Romeo Yankee Oscar. Back to you, Net Control.
Okay, thank you, Christopher. Wow, that's pretty strange. I know that I have experienced for many weeks that sometimes the first attempt to connect will fail, but the second attempt will succeed. So, and I just got used to that. And tonight I noticed that I got in on the first try. So I don't know what changed or what I did differently. I don't know, but it sounds like you ran into something totally different. I have no idea what's going on there. Maybe somebody in the net here has some ideas about that. But thank you, Christopher, and also for the nice compliment there. I'm looking at my list here, and I think I'm caught up on everybody. So are there any new stations who have not had a chance to check in who would like to do so now? Please call. Okay, no new stations heard. Any stations previously checked in who would have something additional to add, a recheck, please call now.
AG5RB, recheck.
AG5RB, go ahead, Ross.
I forgot to mention earlier, I have not yet gotten into DMR myself, but I know that early on in some of the net discussions, there was a mention of the, I think it's Shark RF open spot, and they quit making their old model, but I found their website and I subscribed to their Twitter feed, and I do believe that they now have, for anyone that's interested, the open spot 2 is now available for purchase from the Shark RF folks. Back to Matt.
Okay, interesting. I mean, there are so many of these hotspots now. I gave up on keeping track of them. There's more of them than you can shake the proverbial cat at, or whatever. do we have anyone else with an additional comment or recheck for tonight's net? Okay, I see. Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee. Robert, go ahead.
Good afternoon or morning, I forget. I lose track of time here. Anyway, this is VK2DY, Robert, in metropolitan Sydney, where it is about 20 degrees Celsius. We're about a day away from the heat reaching us here. Should be in the 30s most of the rest of the week here. I don't know what the topic was, but I heard mention of DMR. I have a couple of hotspots. I have DV4 Mini, which I guess is the company sort of gone out of existence. And I also have the Thumb DV. The Thumb DV is kind of a fun thing to have because you can actually run that one on your Android phone. It won't work on an iOS device, but it'll work on an Android phone, either as an AMBI server, or if you're lucky, it will connect directly to your phone, and you don't need a computer. So it's a pretty neat device. I think we're looking towards being able to use DMR almost as easily as Echo Link now. Anyway, VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Robert. You're always interesting to hear. So thank you for checking in tonight. And I don't see any new call signs popped up on my dashboard here. So let me give another call for any new stations that have joined us and would like to check in tonight to the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net.
KD5RYO with a recheck.
KD5RYO, Christopher, go ahead.
Since the topic was overlap between SDF and amateur radio, I was just trying to think of some things that we might be able to do related to radio on the Fortress itself. And I was thinking, I was able to build satellite, or at least calculate satellite passes, but another thing I thought about that might work is logging. Might be able to do some logging. I use Xlog personally, but I bet there's probably some command line logging utilities that could be built there. Or maybe we could find some other thing. But just a thought, logging might be one way we could cross over between the two, but other than that, I'm having trouble racking my brain trying to figure out a way to use the SDF with amateur radio. Back to Unit Control. This is KD5RYO.
Okay, well, good thinking there. And, you know, I was scratching my head at the before the net and thinking what I could contribute, and the one thing that popped into my mind, I wasn't sure how interesting it would be, but I remember a while back on a net, I mentioned that QRZ has gone, not exactly paywall, but in order to get detailed information, you have to log in. You have to give your login name, you have to get your password, and then blah, blah, blah. So it's like a 3 or 4 step process just to get to the point where you can find out who is blah, 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 call sign. And somebody, and I'm sorry, I forget exactly who suggested this, an alternative call sign lookup site that was like Lynx friendly. And I tried that and it works. And now I have a little script that runs on SDF, and I have SDF all the time running here in a shell. So when I hear a call sign and I don't recognize who that is, I can very quickly go over here to my SDF command line and type in QRZ call sign, and bang, it'll give me, like, you know, the name and location. And that's really what I want to know. And so whoever it was who suggested that, and gosh, let me find out there, that website is K8 something, I think. November 8 Sierra, November 8 Charlie India Alpha. I've got that in my bin, my home directory bin, so that's where I go to on SDF to very quickly look up a call sign. So that's kind of my contribution to how SDF overlaps with ham radio for me. On top of things like all the other things we've talked about, the community, all the other good stuff. And I'm going to time out here if I don't reset, so here we go. Okay. So I'm looking down the list here, and I don't see any new call signs. Do we have anyone else? Some new hams who have joined our net tonight, or maybe someone who's already, or someone with a recheck. So anyway, please call now.
Sorry, VK2DY was a quick reach.
Yeah, go ahead, Robert.
This is VK2DY. I'm just wondering, next week, for those of us not in the United States or Canada, when the net will be on. Are you going by GMT or U.S. Eastern Time, VK2DY?
All right, well, that's a good question. And let me just say that the SDF Public Access Unix system runs on UTC. If you log in and you type the date command, it'll tell you the current date and time, UTC, no matter where you are in the world. So, I should defer to Christopher here. He has decided that he's going to convert to UTC throughout his life. And that's something that we should talk about sometime, Christopher, how well that's going for you there. So, yes, this net is always zero Zulu on Monday. So we'll be here, oh gosh, what is 6 days and 23 hours from now? 23 and a half hours? So yes, next, I guess in Australia it'll be Monday, and here in America it'll be Sunday, but it'll be zero GMT or UTC. Let me go back there to Robert there. Does that answer your question?
Oh, same time for us, an hour earlier for people in U.S. and Canada, UK2DY.
Windows 10 decided to do something bizarre to me just then, and it kind of confused me, so I didn't quite hear your question.
Oh my god, I think I'm having a third stroke.
An hour earlier for Americans and Canadians next week, and the same time for everybody else, is that correct?
I'll have to think a minute to see if earlier is the correct, is that an adverb? I think. Let's see, we spring forward and fall back. So, yes, I think next week it'll be 6 p.m. Central Time instead of 7 p.m. Central Time. But that's the beauty about UTC. That doesn't change. So, it's just our local time that changes. I think I saw Christopher pop up there. Let me see. Christopher, did you say something?
This is KD5RYO. No, I didn't say something. Oddly enough, I got kicked out of the TechLink conference, and I got that relay server verify failed again. And while I was trying to figure out what was going on, I received an invitation to connect to TechLink, and it let me back in, so I have no idea what was going on there. But yes, we are, much like me, operating on Zulu time. Well, we can definitely talk about that another time. It was a painful move, but I think I'm mostly there. In my brain, it is 0036 right now. However, the world around me in my immediate vicinity is at 1936. But yes, I believe that that is going to mean an hour earlier for the United States folks, because we are falling forward, as the adage goes. And the rest of you guys will stay the same. So we are fixed to Zulu time, GMT, UTC, however you want to say it, for the net, and that should make life easier for everybody. This is KD5RYO, back to net control.
Okay,
thank you, Christopher, and I hope we figure out what's going on with you there. I've had to use a proxy server lately because, well, it's laziness on my part. I think if I did some modification to my router setup, I could probably do without that. But anyway, let's go back to Robert, DK2DY, and see if he has anything else to add.
Oh, thank you. You've answered my question, DK2DY.
Okay, cool. So I think we're pretty close to the end of the net here. We're about 37 and a half minutes into it. Do we have any more new check-ins or rechecks from previous check-ins? Okay, I think that about wraps it up. Let me get back on my script here and see where I should be here. Blah, 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 blah. At 0038 Hour Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, please join our AfterNet in the SDF DMR Talk Group 31650, or join us in COM on the SDF at SDF ARC. The net control station, AB9FJ, out. 73, everybody.
Due to the time will be 00 hours 40 minutes precisely. Due to